sounds great. Hello, everyone. My name is Michael here. Welcome to Free to Good Home. Joining me, as always, is a man who doesn't have headphones like I do.
Yeah.
It's Ben Jenkins.
This is an incredible power play.
Yeah. No, I just want to make sure we're recording.
Are you just listening to a better podcast?
Yes.
Because that would be incredible.
I'm listening to Doughboys on that. Thank you all so much for coming to our live show. Ben, you and I have some admin to get through at the top of the show.
Yeah, we do. It's admin slash, like, I think a professional mediation between the two of us.
Yes.
But just by round of applause, who has never been to a live version of this before?
Anyone? Some people? Welcome. Thank you so much for coming. Welcome. This is a podcast that is nominally about classifieds. And some classifieds, you might know, can be a bit filthy because that's just how people operate on the disgusting internet.
If you set up a place, like a marketplace where people can buy and sell things,
yes,
they're eventually going to try and sell cum to each other. That's just like a fundamental
It's called the Westfield Principle. And, Ben, because some of the classifieds that we have been reading out have been, I guess, filthy in nature
for
a decade.
Okay, so should we bring our guests on and then we can talk about them with this here, or should we let them stew for a little bit longer?
I think let's just introduce the topic and then we'll bring them out.
Okay, so what happened was...
Many years ago, Ben and I tried to monetize this podcast.
And our pitch to our listeners was basically, you get nothing.
It was, please give us $5 a month, that's it.
Yeah. And in return, a lot of people, some of whom might be here tonight, were like, well, you drive a hard bargain. Damn, I got to get on that train.
I think the promise was, we will try and do 2 episodes a month, but we also don't promise we'll do that.
Yeah. Anyway, when you have to set up, and I'm the business brains behind this podcast, really, which gives you some sense of how fucked we are. I was like, Michael, at the time, I don't think I had a job. So I was like, Michael, I will set up the Patreon. You just, you go on Triple J and whatever else. So I set up the Patreon. And when you set up a Patreon, right, and this was four or five years ago, you have to say, is the content explicit?
Yeah.
There's a little box that you have to tick. And I'm no stranger to having to tick that box when we send it to iTunes and all the rest of it. Because there's cussing and there's swearing. And so far in this, we've talked about semen commerce. And that, to my thinking, is explicit. You don't want children listening to that.
No.
So I ticked that box and then it wasn't a problem for 4 to 5 years.
Yep.
And then, Michael, and this is the part of the story that you don't really know about. Well, to jump ahead a little bit, about 2 months ago, the money tap just turned off.
Yeah.
And you noticed that.
Yeah. Well, I was like, Ben, daddy needs his new shoes.
Yeah. I was like, you were like, hey, something, like, and I was like, that's so weird. That's so, And then all you fuckers on the Discord were like, yeah, it's been, like, removed. And Hing was like, it's been removed? And I was like, what? That's not... So if you jump back a little bit now...
Yes.
For, like, 4 to 5 months prior to that happening, Patreon had been trying to get in contact with me.
And how were they doing this? Was it via carry pigeon or something?
Yeah.
Were they...
Well, yeah, sorry. I say trying to get in. They had gotten in contact with me multiple times.
I'm imagining email?
Email.
Okay, yeah.
Which I check, you know, every day.
Most times, yeah.
So I'd click on an email from them and they were getting increasingly urgent. And they were like, hey, you've got to verify yourself as like a provider of adult services. And I was like...
You're like, no, I don't.
Yeah, well, I was like... There's at least 3 things wrong here, and I thought, well, and this is something that I do sometimes. If I get an email from like my bank that I don't like, or from like Telstra saying like you need to pay us or whatever,
sure.
There is a part of me that's like scam, and just like you know what I mean. I can be like that buys me like a week of not thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah, I can relate to that.
But anyway, and then they kept saying like you've got it, you're providing pornography. You've got to...
And at that point, you didn't think to email them and tell them we're not providing pornography?
Well, Michael, I did. Uh-huh. I emailed them saying, there's been some sort of mistake here. We're not pornos. And it just bounced back because it wasn't an email that you can reply to.
Right.
So that bought me another week.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually, I was trying to work out a way... once you say that you're porno, it's very, and I kind of get it, it's very, because it very rarely goes this way, right? Like,
like you're saying the general trajectory of all media is to become more pornographic over time.
It's like crabs. You know how everything's becoming a crab?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, everything yes. is becoming
porno. Yes.
Very rarely do you get like a porn provider being like, "Oh, we're doing bonnet drums now." So yeah, you just can't do it. You just can't do it, Michael. So yes. A month passed, and then eventually, you know, I didn't. What I did was nothing.
No, that checks out.
Because I thought, how can this be happening to me? I haven't done anything wrong, except pretend. I realized, I don't know if this affects tax things, but we've been collecting money as like a porno service for like 4 to 5 years now. So what happened was the rules about what pornos needed to do to verify themselves changed, and all of a sudden we were like unlicensed or something. You know what I mean?
So in the minds of Patreon and potentially the government, you and I were providers of unlicensed pornography
for a couple of months there. For a couple of months we were the Al Capone of
They couldn't get me for porno, so they got me through tax fraud.
So anyway, and then I did after you found out about it, and I could tell you were irked. After that fucking happened, I did what I probably should have done. I went back to the first email and read it sort of, you know, like every line from the top of the email to the bottom of the email. And it said, if you're not porno, just
click on this
and email us. And so I emailed them and I said,
Hello.
And I attached the page and I attached like our little like dinkus, because I thought that was
just
nothing pornographic is going to.
Just photos of us. And they're like, well, these people.
Yeah. Within 3 hours, a person responded to me saying, oh, yeah, I looked into this for you. I fixed it.
Great. So we're back online?
We're back online, baby. But there was a period before I read the email properly. And when I was just fiddling around in the back end of Patreon, essentially trying to work out how to resolve this. There was a period where I was about to call you and go,
should we just make a porno?
Yeah.
Would it be easier at this point if you and I just had sex on camera?
Yeah. Well,
in order to placate the Patreon gods.
Because I was like, actually, like, I don't know how
what
much.
What if we recorded a porno and were like, unless our Patreon goal was $1,000 a month or we'll release it. Like, we just recorded you and I just, and neither of us are into it, and we're just going at each other for I don't know 40 minutes or something, and we're not having a good time, and both of us feel guilty because we're both married,
sure,
and maybe our wives are in the other room like being like stop it, you know. And we've locked the door and stuff, you know, and they call, I don't know, a priest or a police or something. I don't know.
This is getting so specific, it has to be your kink. Like,
please don't force me to do this thing.
Should we bring in our guest?
Let's bring in our guest. You would know them as, well, certainly at least one of them is a darling of the podcasting world. And the other...
He's a bon vivant and a raconteur.
And the other guest is, I imagine, faculty member and also potentially an owner, I imagine, of the theatre we're in right now. Would you please welcome Alexi Taliopoulos and Maddie Parker? Welcome, friend. Hello, Alexi. Hi, Maddie. I just wanted to get that out of the way at the top of the show so you both knew you were not appearing on a pornographic podcast.
Yeah.
It's a wholesome podcast for comedy.
I need to go. I'm here on false pretense.
When we were doing soundcheck, I was really surprised to learn you hadn't done this show before.
No, never.
I'm not calling you a liar. It sounds like I'm calling her a liar. I was very surprised to learn. But it's great to have you. Alexi, of course, has done it a bunch of times.
Oh, yes. I'm a crowd favourite, I believe.
Okay.
So
While we've got you here, Maddie, well, a thing we usually ask our guests the first time they're on the show is, have you ever bought or sold anything online? Are you a fan of internet commerce at all?
Yeah, huge internet commerce fan, because I'm very I'm neurotic about the environment, so I buy everything secondhand, most of it online. But like, it's all been very successful, largely.
When you say everything, like what? Like, is it like clothes or like...
Almost all my clothes.
Did you really catch her out here?
No, I'm just... I'm asking.
What, like toilet paper? What about cutlery? What about crockery?
Yeah.
What about...
Never, yeah.
Did you drink your kombucha? Where'd you get that?
It was some old man. So I'm like, I'll give you $2 for your kombucha. No, like furniture.
Sure,
I don't know. Most stuff. A mouse once, a keyboard.
Oh okay.
Creature.
God, yeah. For half a second we lived in glory times, didn't we? Yeah.
I'm still there. I've shifted into that reality.
the biggest thing that I've bought online is a 1999 Land Cruiser Prado, which we found on Gumtree.
Wow.
That was sold to us by an Italian man who, would have been at minimum 90.
Wow.
Hot damn. So why were you buying a Land Cruiser or whatever?
So my partner and I spent a year driving around Australia. We did the
What were you lost?
Lap.
get her.
I'm just looking for a bloody car park. Kill her.
She's our guest.
I have come here for a nice time.
I came here to do a pornographic podcast.
And have a nice time doing it.
But that sounds amazing. You drove around Australia. I remember seeing photos of it from the time. Was the Land Cruiser, was that the one that you used? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Good quality, it worked and everything?
No.
was the guy, a kind of person who's selling a car on Gumtree seems to me should be in, I reckon that's oddball territory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
What's his vibe? What was this old guy's vibe?
So, okay, we went out to... Firstly, the ad on Gumtree was like 3 lines long. It was like 99 Land Cruiser Prado. Engine very good, no leaks, not one drop.
Wow.
New line, air conditioner very cooling. And we were like, it has 100% of the things that we need to have and do. So the specificity
of not one drop does suggest that something like maybe something else. Like it's like there's only gas leaking, you know.
Oh, I see.
Which won't drip.
But it heats up so much that it evaporates by the time. That...
Yeah. There's a carbon monoxide leak inside the car, but not a single drop.
Yeah. So we go out. We meet this guy. We've found a.
So honestly, 90 years old.
Like. So ancient. Mm. Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Ancient.
Cut his arm off and check the rings? Like, those exact age.
But he looked quite good.
Whoa,
because
okay.
For his age,
wow.
Because
that's
one
the
of
Mediterranean
the things,
diet, man. That's
No. One of the things that he did during the process of negotiating over the cost of the car, he grew aloe vera plants.
Whoa.
And he wouldn't negotiate anything with us at all before we had come inside for a refreshing aloe vera drink.
Yeah. Wow.
Which he made by cutting open a bunch of fronds from an aloe vera plant with like a huge knife. Blending up the aloe vera jelly with like honey and water and ice.
Is this a hot day? Was it?
It was really, 42 degrees.
Oh my god!
Sydney.
This guy is showing beautiful hospitality.
Yeah. And then while we drank our aloe vera drinks, he stood in front of us and he rubbed the inside fronds of the aloe vera plant all over his face, his head, his neck and arms.
Wow.
And explained to us that it was extremely good for your health and
skin.
It is.
Yeah. It is. I use aloe vera for my skin.
Are you using raw aloe vera?
No,
are you cutting open the plant?
From a squirt bottle.
Then I'm sorry,
let me tell you,
friend.
Alexi, you look great for 93 years old. You do. You look wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah.
Do you think that was like a good bargaining?
Oh, you think he was negotiating? Yeah. He's like, they'll give me a better price if I ply them with aloe vera.
I think it's more just like any way of wrong-footing the person that you're negotiating with is probably a good thing.
He did say that if we bought the car, he would give us an aloe vera plant to take home.
Far out.
And we bought the car and we did not get an aloe vera plant. What we did get, which we found 2 days later slipped in the car seat pocket, was a Bible.
Wow.
A bargain. $11,500 for a car and a Bible.
Yeah. Every answer to the universe is in there. Yeah. Every question you've ever had, you can find in there.
Yeah, so we just drove around Australia for a year reading
converting people. Proselytizing for the Lord.
And did the car work for your journey? Did it? I don't remember seeing any pictures of you dying in the desert.
Look, the car worked for our journey. We had found a mechanic to take it to in the area. He insisted on coming to the mechanic with us.
The 90-year-old man?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you like lived with this guy. What's going on?
Did he come on the trip as well? Yeah. He's like, I'll bring the plants. I'll sit in the back.
Yeah. You won't even know I'm there. And you're just hearing the whole journey, this like slop, 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 slop.
He argued with everything the mechanic said. The mechanic was like, I reckon the car's good to buy, but there's like a couple of issues. This guy like yelled at us. He yelled at the mechanic. He's like, this guy's lying to you.
Wow. The mechanic's like, this part's meant to drop. There's not one drop coming out. There's meant to be triplets coming down.
You've clogged the drainage.
And then 2 weeks later, we took it out for like a spin before the big trip. Mm-hmm. And we were driving down the side of a mountain when we realised that the front tyres were pointing towards each other. The mechanic had not been lying. The very old man had maybe been lying about some of the issues.
You know,
the car.
If you read the Bible, it's actually anti-lying. So I think he was actually...
He should have kept that Bible and read a little bit more of it.
He should have actually looked into it a little bit more.
Yeah, he should have.
Also, Alexi, I wanted to ask you about this. So,
of course. I'm an open book. Ask me any question.
I don't know how... This is a delicate thing to bring up.
Yeah.
King, I don't think you should ask any questions at this point.
Even in the pressures of being in front of a live audience, I will never lie to you, sir.
You are walking into Alexi's trap. If you ask any question at this point...
One of the great things about this podcast is that Ben is, broadly speaking, a socially able person who can have conversations with people, and I don't have a lot of those filters. So sometimes I'm able to ask questions of people that might be a bit sensitive. And so I just thought I'll bring this up now.
Yeah.
Because we recently got banned from Patreon, as we're talking about, for being pornographic.
Yes.
I saw you started a new podcast, and I noticed that you interviewed a pornographic actor or actress recently.
One of the most famous porn stars in the whole world, but Angela White. We got any fans of Ange in the audience? Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine more people know, but people are obviously ashamed to admit they know.
Yeah.
But I saw a lot of people looking around to see who'd be the first person to cheer. So do I have that right? At pornography?
Yeah. But the reason I wanted to bring this up is because... how can I do this? Okay.
Wow.
I saw the clip you posted on Instagram of you interviewing... And I didn't watch it, really. Because I didn't want to be seen...
Well, with the sound awful.
I didn't want to be seen on my phone to be watching something with a recognisable pornographic actor in it in case...
And a really beloved podcaster.
Right.
Who was going to see you?
Yeah, but also don't you
see... My wife? I don't know. Right.
Yeah. But it's catch-22. Because they can't say, oh, you were looking at... Because I recognise her from the library. Like...
Well,
you know
anyway,
what I mean?
Look, obviously I hadn't thought... I was just panicked, but I imagine the comments on this video... will be very funny. Not for any particular reason, just because of the way you and her look. Anyway, Alexi,
I went through the comments,
and some of them were, like, fucking crazy.
They're crazy, man. I basically lived a day in the life of what it must be like to be a ridiculously hot woman on Instagram. Because it was just, like, the comments I was getting from a porn star who, you know, collabed on the posts in the influencer game, has 10 million followers.
That's
crazy. And probably most of them find her really hot.
Yeah.
And so...
So you're caught up in this. So a lot of people... But I will say that... There were a lot of people complimenting her. A lot of people were being, I think, quite mean to my friend Alexi.
Yeah, I got a lot of strange ones. Like this, I'll give you, here's a bunch of them. This is from a guy called Afghan Shireen. I like you very much. I want to be friends with you. And I replied, thank you. And he didn't say anything back.
You blew it.
And then I got another one. This is from Dark Knight of Iran. Wow, this must be geo-specific. That's weird. Okay. Angela, you look literally spectacular in front of the camera, regardless of your attire. You are something else. And then from another guy, check this and please reply to my message. I love you. Ha ha.
Oh, no.
There's another guy said this. There's a lot of guys constructing narratives is what I discovered. Like a lot of guys seeing this video and going like, I must construct the narrative for what I'm seeing. And I was like, brother, listen to the full podcast. You'll know exactly what's going on. It's for The Last Video Store, my new podcast, where I interview interesting people about the movies that they love. And then he says, that guy micro penis got hard. And he came just talking to her. And I would say in the clip, that doesn't happen. But if you watch the full episode, maybe it's interesting. Maybe you'll watch the full episode and you go, oh, I need to find out, did this guy micro penis get hard? And then another guy, this one really upset me because it was one of the first comments, like instantly. Old mate most deaf has a sticky pre in his loins after this yarn.
Oh, God.
And I did not. I don't do that kind of thing. No, sir.
All right, this is a podcast where we get into the world of classifieds.
Would this one be get banned on Patreon that I've said that?
I think we're fine.
Okay,
I think anyone who was masturbating when they started listening to this will have stopped by now.
Okay. For one reason or another.
Yes. Do you want to kick us off, Ben?
Yeah, this is taken from Craigslist. It's a job listing, and it goes like this. Mm. Dr. House type.
Whoa.
Looking for light cleaning once a week or 2 weeks. If you don't get the reference in the title, we probably aren't a fit. Looking for someone independent. Please no big services. I don't want brand name cleaners. I prefer the same person every time. For some light cleaning in my home once a week or every 2 weeks, I am very flexible to your schedule. I'll provide all cleaning products, good sense of humour. Sense of humour, we have to assume there. Always appropriate. Reach out to see if you are a fit. Very normal copy, but for...
Two words right at the top there.
Yeah. Dr. House type.
So what I find interesting about this is someone thinking that they're Dr. House, but then offering no specific... details because as to how they're like Dr. House.
Yeah, I'm grouchy, I have a cane and a fake American accent. So you do the math, brother. Who do you think I am?
Because this is one of the interesting things about people. Like, for a while there in the sort of, I guess, mid-2010s, there was a lot of people who kind of modelled their entire identity on being like Dr. House. And what in their head, what they thought that meant was like, I'm a maverick.
Yeah.
And I don't suffer fools lightly.
Yes.
And, But what it actually presented as is I'm a big fucking asshole.
have you got
a nasty piece of shit.
Are either of you fans of House, Maddie? Did you watch House?
I have literally never watched it.
So he's a doctor, but he's mean.
Yeah.
So I heard they just want someone who looks like
they
Dr.
want a
House
type?
No, other way around.
They're saying I'm a House type and I'm looking for a cleaner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. I have really misunderstood.
Do you think it was like I'm looking for someone that cleans houses? Is that what he meant? I'm a doctor. I'm looking for a House type of cleaner. Because I only know people that clean offices and medical
not
rooms.
Not the hospital. We've got cleaners at the hospital.
I want the House type of cleaner.
So I've recently... my wife, her favourite show of all time, I think, is House. Or one of her favourite shows of all time is House. Because she watched it when it was coming out. She was, in high school at the time. Whatever,
I was a big House head.
Yeah, I think I enjoyed it as well.
You know it's based on Sherlock Holmes?
Yes.
That's why he's called House?
Yes. I'll tell you everything I know about House. It's based on Sherlock Holmes. He's grouchy. He's played by Hugh Laurie, famous English comedian turned dramatic actor. He's doing an American accent. There's an Australian guy in the cast. Yes. He's got sandy blonde hair.
Yep.
They have Dr. Cuddy, who is House is superior, yet they have kind of...
Frizzon.
They got something. There's something between
played
them.
Played by Linda Edelstein?
Yeah, wow. We got a yes from the crowd.
Before you go and name every character in House, because I know that's how your brain operates.
Yes.
So we're just sort of occasionally, when we've got nothing to watch on TV, we'll just find a random episode of House to watch.
Right. Cal Penn was on it, and then he left, and they killed his character off so he could join the White House administration in real life.
It's crazy. First of all, it's crazy how your brain works. Secondly, it's crazy what television was like. When was House on, like... 15 years ago, maybe?
8:30 p.m. Channel 2. Which is the years 2003, 2011.
TV used to be like, give us an idea, we'll make 24 episodes a season, they'll each be an hour long or whatever the fuck.
And they'll be exactly the same. The everything will happen. That in every episode.
Very formulaic, and we just need to pump these out. Mm. So there's obviously a bunch of filler episodes, there's a bunch
I've
of random shit.
I've never seen it, so I don't know. I've never seen a single episode of it.
The blonde-haired Australian you talk about, okay?
Jesse Armstrong? No, maybe. That's a different person.
I don't know. Jesse someone, right? His name is
Spencer.
Jesse Spencer. His name is Dr. Okay. Chase, I think, in the show.
Oh, great name for a hunk like that. And I don't mind chasing him
there
down.
There is a crazy fucking episode in House where, and this, like, I'm not making this up. This is an actual episode that aired where, and we just randomly watched this like 2 weeks ago. There is a young girl who comes in to the hospital with some sort of ailment, and I think she's going to die. She's probably like in high school or something, right? Mm. And she says to the doctor, she goes, one of my regrets is I'm going to die before anyone's going to kiss me. And everyone's like, sad. No, and everyone leaves.
Lucky we got an Aussie hunk and retainer.
Dr. House calls her a stupid bitch and then walks away.
And then they do this like whole fucking like emotional thing where Dr. Chase hangs around and he's like probably in his 20s or whatever.
Wow.
But still, like, definitely not a child like she is.
Yeah.
And she kind of like, quote unquote, convinces him to like kiss her so she can be kissed before she dies, right? And it's played not as an insane crime, but as like a heartwarming story. It's fucked.
Can I present you with a moral quandary? What if that happens? He kisses her, and she gets better. And they're like, "Holy shit, this guy! There's something going on."
Sorry.
And is that evil then? If he's to bring a
monster
back, that's a really interesting. It's a thorny issue.
Can I please stop you before we start musing on the idea of a miracle pedophile? My concern is that will read poorly.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Just think about it. Think about what would you do? Yeah. What would you do in that situation?
Yeah. That was the fourth verse of What Would You Do by City High.
That's so all right. Anyone else got anything else on Dr. House or can we move on?
Oh, just quickly, I have a very quick snack report. Felix has come back with... No, not all of them. Just, give me one.
Okay, so wait, no, hang on. No,
it's been drunk foam. I will never touch that.
Okay, so
it's less than half in depth.
So these are some snack reports.
Because that's good. Yeah, okay.
Felix, where have you?
I'm drinking now.
Felix, where have you brought these snacks from?
I was in Estonia.
You were in Estonia. And this is your cultural heritage. So are these snacks you grew up with eating, or are these just random shit you've bought from Estonia?
Okay.
Pick the wackiest one. What have you got there, Ben?
All right, we've got... It is... How would you say that?
I'd say Kaseki, but I don't speak Estonian.
Kaseki?
Kasika.
It looks to me like an Estonian sort of Twix, potentially.
Yeah, but also... Yeah.
Or a boost bar.
But also that inner is looking spongy to me.
Yeah, it's cakey.
It looks like a little...
Okay.
No, I'm not going to eat more!
All right, I'll take the vegan ones. Thank you. All right, so
pass it on.
No one has to eat these, but Ben will insist on doing it.
Okay.
The side of the packet says "Kakao Batukiniki," which is
it really
the
does
longest
say that.
Word I've ever seen.
I would feel more uncomfortable at this segment if Estonians weren't white. You know what I mean? But broadly, because they're white, I feel like we're allowed to probably have a crack at them. Okay. You know. Is that all right, Felix? That's okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
How am I pronouncing this again, sorry? Kasike.
Okay, no, I don't like that. I don't like that at all, Felix. It's coming out of the mouth. It's too floral a sweet.
Mm.
Oh, can I show
you? Wait, what's that one? What are you having?
I'm having the vegan one. It's a caramel, but let me tell you, it does not taste like caramel.
Mm.
It's like watermelon or something. What do you guys got?
I think it's chocolate. It tastes to me like chocolate milk got reconstituted
I was about to say, it's like you got a big spoonful of Milo, wet it a little bit, and then left it in the sun.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining,
Felix. Yeah, it's quite good.
This is heaven. Would anybody like a cassica? Yes.
All right. I would say what it's like. Imagine a space food stick for you 1 second and then it transforms as soon as you've ingested it. It changes immediately. It's very soft. Very soft.
And would anyone like one of my awful vegan ones? anyone else? No? Okay. I'm sorry if that hits you. Sorry. Okay. All right. Let's... Oh, I'm fine, thank you. All right.
Can someone take my wrapper? Thank you.
All right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Can I share this one with you? This is taken from Reddit. This is from Oz Legal, which is one of my favorite subreddits to hang out in now. This is a question posed by Diabetes 7. Can I ban an employee from drinking dairy?
Wow.
This is in the state of Queensland, any legal heads. I'm a manager in the hospitality industry, and one of my employees will regularly come into work and make themselves an iced coffee with 4 shots of espresso and about 500 mils of full cream milk.
Oh, my gosh.
Even though they are lactose intolerant.
No.
They are aware of this. They told me themselves that they are lactose intolerant. This employee will then proceed to use the bathroom every 20 to 40 minutes for the next 4 or 5 hours of the shift, at which point they will usually decide to have another coffee.
Oh, no.
Is there any legal ground for restricting what this particular employee consumes during their shift? I don't want to ban coffee, as we all basically run on it in this hospitality industry.
That is so good. That is such...
Wow.
When I heard the thing, I was like, this fucking employee. And now I don't know.
So, straw poll, whose side are you on, employee or employer?
Fuck. I mean, like, oh, this is hard.
Wow.
Because you should be able to make yourself shit your pants. That's a fundamental human right?
Yeah.
People fought and died in at least 2 world wars for that. But on the other hand, if I'm employing someone who's deliberately... knocking themselves out for 4 hours and probably just monstering the bathroom.
Oh, wow.
Because it's also, like, what we're overlooking here as well, it's not just the lactose, it's 4 shots of coffee. Coffee is famously a diuretic.
Yeah.
they're doing the double.
It's really emptying themselves out. I don't know. I don't think I've ever really been like a... I don't know. I decided a couple of years ago I was not going to be lactose intolerant anymore.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And that's worked out pretty well for me.
Okay.
But also, I don't drink a lot of milk. But I can imagine...
I actually don't drink any milk, but I just assume...
What on the occasion that, like, where I'm at a dinner party and there's cheese or something and someone goes, try a bit of that. I don't mean to brag, but I don't shit my pants.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
That's...
But one up on Arlo Jenkins, I'll tell you that one.
But so I don't know. Have you ever gone to these kind of lengths to get out of work? Anyone?
Have you ever gone cocky before?
Well, that's the question, right? Like, is this person doing essentially a dirty protest to get out of work, or are they just like, I fucking love my coffee? So, like,
I reckon if they are doing it to get out of work,
yeah.
Good on him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of...
I just firmly believe that really no one should ever be working ever. And you
Thank
have
you.
Found this incredible gut-based loophole.
Yeah.
Because there is no legal recourse. The answer to that is no. Not in the state of Queensland. Not anywhere.
I mean, I actually don't know. I think I don't know the judicial system in Queensland that well, but
if there was any state in Australia,
oh no, you
where
can
it
do
would
it
give,
if
like,
you
employer's yeah. power over the diets of
but
their employees.
But if the employer can throw a pig over the barn or whatever, then
but then I would say in Queensland that people would rise up because they're like, we don't want these fucking oat milk. We want real dairy.
Yeah,
so that would be it. And I would say this: I'm on the side of the proletariat every time. Fuck this boss, man. No way. How can he possibly take that guy's side? He's an evildoer. He's holding dominion over his people, trying to tell them how they should live their life. It could be part of this.
Can you imagine,
culture.
He
Alexei.
Has reclaimed the means of production. What he's producing is shit.
Exactly.
Okay, sure. I think we can all understand politically, you can be on the side of the worker, and I think that's very admirable. But can I throw this at you then?
Okay, and here comes Hing, ready to defend the big
Here comes fucking Foreman Hing.
Yes, Mr. Commercial Television.
Imagine.
Sorry,
I've been informed by the CBS Paramount Corporation that I need to say. No, imagine this, okay? You go to a restaurant to eat.
Oh, yeah, I do, brother. You bet.
He's there.
And you know, for however, I don't know, somehow you find out that the person serving you has... is that lactose intolerant, has drunk 500 mils of full cream or whatever, and is needing to shit.
I would know, by the way. I would know. I'll go, fuck this guy. Yeah. I can tell when someone's got a bullet in the chamber. I can always tell when someone's loaded.
Just a light beating of sweat on the upper lip.
Yeah, there's a quiver about
shaking.
As a man who enjoys fine dining, how would you feel about being served by someone who needs to shit every 20 to 40 minutes because they've just loaded themselves up with full cream?
That's life.
Yeah.
You can't predict it. It comes at you in different ways every time.
As long as they're observing proper hand hygiene, I'm chill.
Okay, if just one final thing then. What if the bathroom is also the bathroom that you need to use?
Yeah, and you're sat right next to it. And every 20 to 40 minutes you just hear someone going and be like, because also they're going to be wired because they've had four shots of coffee.
Yeah.
That's so much coffee.
Did I tell you, this is something again that's in your future.
Uh-huh.
I remember when Moses was born and me and Anya went out for a nice
lunch. Forgot your kid was Moses. And I was like, fuck, you're older than I thought. Wow.
A little man called the Prince of Egypt.
He was born and they put him in that little basket.
Down the river you go.
He was captured in those reeds and found by another family.
When he was like 4 months old, we were like, this is ridiculous. We haven't been out for lunch in a while. We're going to reclaim our lives. So we put him in the baby Bjorn thing and went to Barangaroo.
To knock your lifestyle, man, but I think... If I went four months without going out to lunch, I won't notice. Ooh, I haven't had my luncheon.
Yeah, I mean, Ben isn't buying all of his food on eBay or whatever you're doing.
What if you hadn't, like, I don't know, fucking scavenged through a dumpster for 4 months? Get her! Anyway,
she's a guest.
So
you went out to your fancy lunch at Barangaroo. Yeah.
And then I ate something that really disagreed with me.
Do you remember what it was?
It was something very rich. I can't remember.
It was like an oyster's milkshake or something.
Yeah. It was prime cut of steak and oysters and full cream milk just whizzed around in it. Anyway, so Anya went to go pick up the car and I had Moses strapped to me and I was like, oh, I'm going to shit my pants. This is going to be a disaster. So I went to managed to find a public toilet, but I had a baby strapped to me.
Sure.
So I just was like he was awake and just looking up at me, and I was like, "I'm sorry, little guy."
You held him on your front as you destroyed a toilet.
Yes, I destroyed a toilet, and like there was something in his eyes where I was like, "This is going to be one of those core memories." Probably going to be the first thing he remembers.
Yeah, just like fast forward 30 years and he talks to the therapist. For some reason, I can only poop when I'm facing the cistern. I don't know why.
I mean, the alternate is you could have like taken it off and like hung him up on that
wall. Yeah, on a peg.
Where the headbands are? right. Maddie, do you have a classified to share with us?
Yeah, I put it in one of this pocket.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This looks to be a Facebook Marketplace ad. Mm-hmm. The title is Party Urinal for the Boys.
Wow.
We love the fellas.
Wow. Yeah. It was $40.
Okay.
Okay.
They have reduced it to $35.
Is there a picture of this party urinal?
Oh, we will get there, my friend.
Okay.
Great. Description. Are you over your garden smelling after the boys have had a party at home?
Oh, wow. Wow. They're doing shots of Barocca before they get at the party.
Do I have any legal recourse from stopping the boys from drinking Barocca before we party?
Need an outdoor urinal that plumbs the waste away? I'm going to take issue later with the word plums. Easy to set up and store for your next party.
Uh-huh.
Perfect backyard accessory. Suits blokes of all heights.
Wow.
How? Like, what if you're 12 feet tall?
It even has a top to place your beer, so no more spills.
Oh.
1.2 metres high by 0.6 of a metre wide.
Okay.
Perfectly clean now.
Wow. Well, it's sterile. Yeah.
It has not been perfectly clean, but now it is. If you can see this advert, then yes, it's still available.
Okay, and then...
And then what we have here is a picture of, like, a plastic barrel. It's a black and white picture, but I'm sure that it's blue. It's okay. Like that industrial kind of barrel.
I know exactly the kind of... Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think... Sorry, just looking at that picture, because I can't see it in our... Okay. Lisa can't see it. Do you think that... This is something that somebody has made? Or do you think it's
Ben.
Do you think,
yes.
Do you think God made it? Do you mean somebody?
This is naturally occurring. I mean, do you think this is something that
this
someone
is
has gone to Bunnings?
DIY.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They have cut a hole in the barrel.
Oh my God!
So it's,
and then they have put the barrel on top of what looks to be a 2-liter bucket that once had feta cheese in it. And then coming out of the feta cheese bucket is a hose or a pipe that I would say is 80 centimetres long, and that ends abruptly just on the ground.
Wow. Okay.
So what I guess happens is you pee into the hole, into the barrel, it goes into the feta cheese bucket, and then
it
has
runs
an
off.
Outflow.
So you bury it.
80 centimetres away from... Oh, you bury it.
You bury it. Potentially in, like, with a pipe into your neighbour's yard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Can you show the crowd? This?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, this pass that around.
Please pass that around.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So...
Someone hold up. We can't just go one by one.
Yeah, okay. So I think maybe a better way to describe it is it's sort of like a compost bin... With a glory hole.
Yeah. That is what I should have said. Why does it
it's top
have
heavy.
Be so big and then so small?
He has the dimensions of a minion, you know? Like, it has the exact same shape.
All right,
you could paint it to piss in a minion if you wanted.
But, you know, typical me feet coming out soon.
I don't think that suits people of all heights. I do not have a penis.
Okay.
I don't know about peeing with a penis, but I look at that and I'm like, you have got to adopt a really wide stance to put your genitals on level with
Are we misunderstanding how to use it, though? Maybe meant to pee into the hose.
Wow.
And you pee into the hose, it goes back into the thing, and then it evaporates out the top.
You're holding it upside down.
Wow.
It evaporates up into the beer can that you've placed on the top, and then you just take it and you've got your drink to go.
Can I just take
it's
issue
like
with
a
like
terrarium.
The actual
that's awesome.
The actual premise of this ad?
I was gonna say
I remember when we lived together and
we've had parties before.
We've had parties where people...
God, this sounds so sad. We have had parties
before. We have had parties.
Where people came to them.
Like, four people's a party. A LAN is a party.
A LAN's a party.
A LAN's a party.
They call it a LAN party.
It's got LAN party.
They call it a LAN party.
So it's a party. It's a type of party. But I have... I'm just saying, not to turn this into a forum for outrageous boasting, but I've been to parties where people piss in gardens before.
Oh, my Lord.
I have never, ever been like, what's that horrible smell the next morning? Do you know why? Because of the fucking ground.
Yeah, I just don't think this is an issue. I don't know. Alexi, were you about to say that you have smelled terrible urine after a night out?
I've smelled urine before, yeah. Sometimes it does smell good. But, I mean, it's probably, like, depends on, like, what the party is. Like, if it's, like,
an asparagus-tasting event.
It's a nice party having, like, spears of asparagus and stuff. You know, probably use the main toilet, you know?
You know how, like... when you go to a fancy restaurant, they're all about like giving you like an experience. But the food isn't just like the food; it's also about like
the atmosphere. Like,
do you reckon there's a restaurant ever that's like, "Hey, this will do crazy things to your piss"? Like this is like some crushed up Barocca and an asparagus,
and some beetroot,
and beetroot.
And just a glass of vinegar. I don't know.
And now you can do the most exciting thing: go piss in this minion we have out at the back. I love the way that one's written as well, because it's like it supposes so much stuff. Like, hey man, you haven't been in this. It's like it's so nicely written. Like all these three questions go like, fuck, I have had that problem.
See,
it makes you think you've had it.
I disagree that it was nicely written, because all individual sentences. Every phrase had a full stop after it in a way that I found unsettling. If someone spoke to me like that, I would be uncomfortable.
You'd like it to sort of run on and on like a sort of James Joyce paragraph.
My kingdom for a comma.
I'm going to send this to a publisher. I'm like, get this guy a book deal. Yeah. That's all I want.
Yeah. Alexi, do you have one to take us home with?
I have something really exciting for you. Print it out onto a lovely piece of paper. It is a Reddit post from r/astral projection.
Yes.
And might I say this was screenshot 26 minutes after being posted. Someone was like, this is going to make something very exciting. Let's get it.
Hot off the internet.
Did you take these screenshots, Hing?
This was sent in by someone to our Discord.
Yes. Okay. And they were like, this is going to be great for those fellas on the podcast. This is what it says. It's also tagged 18+ NSFW. My boyfriend has astral sex with someone every night and denies it. And then they've also specifically tagged it negative AP experience.
Ooh.
Astral projecting
experience.
I mean, not for him.
Well, we have two children together. Wow, they really make you hate this man instantly. We have two children together. It'd be a year, in brackets, with some court-related complications, but I think I should. I've approached it in an honest, straightforward, and kind way, but last night I got real proof. He denies it completely and calls me crazy, but I have videos of him talking in his sleep that are sexually inclined. Opinions? Question mark?
Ooh.
Okay, so just to get some terms on the ground here, does anyone have any experience with astral projection, or what is it?
I believe astral projection is dreaming.
in the mind of the community.
I believe your spirit or your soul like leaves your body and travels around.
While you sleep. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, can you astral project when you're awake? I don't know.
You can.
Yeah? Well, someone said yes.
Theory is you can do it any time, but it's mostly happened in sleep. And so in this instance...
I think it's what that Dr. Strange does.
Mr. Sleep? We can say Mr. Sleep?
Please, Dr. Strange was my father.
Isn't that what Benedict Cumberbatch does in those movies, wishes about with his mind?
Yeah, I think the Sorcerer Supreme does a little bit more than astral project, but that's fine.
Wow.
So this man, this person's partner.
He's a father.
Father
of two children.
He's having, father of two.
So they have videotaped him having sexual conversations during his sleep.
Well, they're sexually inclined
conversations. Okay. Yeah.
Like, oh man, I'm about to bust. But in his dream, he could have had four shots of coffee and a huge glass of milk. And it's like, you know, she doesn't know what she's dreaming about.
And of course, when you're astral projecting, if you shit yourself in the dream. in the mind of, because we all know what's actually happened. He's just had a sexy dream.
Yeah.
Like, every night, though?
Far out. This is one lucky fella.
You know, I don't...
I'm always dreaming about like being in high school again, or like doing the HSC one more time. You know,
I have
this
that
guy's
so
getting
often.
Freaking crime.
You have HSC dreams.
I have HSC dreams all fucking time.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. It's always the same thing. I mean, it's so cliche.
You're always like, I made ducks of the school. I was made ducks.
They made me head boy. What are you? I mean, obviously anyone talks about
like
their dreams.
It's like the most obvious shit. It's like, I don't know where the lecture hall, I don't know where the exam hall is.
Sure. Yeah.
And everybody's angry at me.
Right, and are you busting it all
and I'm busting from both ends. And it's quite a trip. And Anya wakes me up and goes, are you astral projecting? You have two children. I'm going to post about this on the forums.
My husband and father of my two children is shitting the bed every night. Hot damn. So, dude, I guess the broader question is it, I think in astral projection, the idea is you can probably control your dreams. But
no, they would not say it's dreaming.
Yeah. No, but they would say...
I don't want to fall afoul of a bunch of loser freaks, so let's...
Well, whatever is happening while he's sleeping, they would say that he's in control of that. Whereas I think we would broadly say that you're not really in control of your dreams, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm. So do you think this man is doing anything wrong, given... Like, do you think this man is cheating?
He is every night going off and meeting with someone and having spiritual sex, but he's not in control of his dreams.
So
it just happens by accident.
So do you think it's like it's a daytime fantasy or something that's happening the rest of his life that is bleeding into his dream life or something then?
I just think that this is someone with a partner who sleep talks, who has appended a very elaborate, like, slightly paranoid... I was just playing for time while I remembered the word paranoid.
I wonder, do you think that could... I mean, if for example, the sleep talking was, ooh, I'm going to have a big cum or whatever, you know?
Oh, wow.
Oh, classic sex stuff.
So nice. Oh, fuck, this feels awesome.
Is there a possibility that this man is astrally projecting and dreaming about his partner?
Well, that's the thing, because she said, oh, he lied about it. So I'd be interested to know what he was...
Well, maybe they go on astral projectile... I don't know how to say it. Well, astral projectional vacations together, and they like they spend time in the astral plane together.
Oh, you think?
But
she
now they're like in the place together. He goes, oh shit! I got a little work meeting at 8 p.m. I gotta go head out. Sorry, honey, I'm being held back at work, and you know
the partner
gosh.
Is astral projecting too, and like following her husband, and like witnessing it, kind of like in Shaggy's "It Wasn't Me."
Yes.
I even caught them in the shower astrally speaking. Yeah.
I even caught them in the astral plane.
Yeah.
Hot damn.
Hot damn.
But I would say this, sleeping ain't cheating. That's what I think. So I think this guy's innocent.
That's what your neck tattoo says.
Yeah, sleeping ain't cheating.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't feel...
I think you could have a neck tattoo.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Well, what if that was my first tattoo? I'm like, oh, get it on my neck. My friend thought it would be cool if I got sleeping ain't cheating based on a live episode of this podcast that might not have recorded because it had a weird sound at the start of it.
Yeah, in that font. You know the font.
You know the font.
The neck savage. The neck font.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah, you all gothic or whatever.
Yeah.
Love it.
So you wouldn't. So no one here would feel offended if their partner was astral sleeping with someone else.
Well, it depends who it is.
Mate, I've got so much on. Like,
Sorry. What do you mean? It depends who it is.
I don't know. Like I don't know.
Like if it's like Brad Pitt, it's fine. But if it's like your brother, it's not.
It's like Cam Duggan or something like that. Like, oh fuck.
Or if it's like you know one of history's greatest monsters.
Wow.
That would upset me.
That would be be weird if like your partner wakes up like goes, God, sorry, I fucked Joseph Fritzl. I was like, well, yeah, I guess that is weird, like your subconscious is saying something that I don't like.
If that happened once, I'd be like, huh? And then if that kept happening and she was like sleeping and being like, ooh, and I'd be like listening and be like, ooh, Joseph, and I'd be like, oh,
you're like, oh, who is it?
Mengele, and be like, it's worse in a way.
Fuck, I was hoping it was Joseph Fiennes.
Yeah. Can't you just settle down with that nice Joseph Fiennes?
Well, what about this? It's also like a
he was
cool...
Shakespeare in love, wasn't he?
He was. Yeah, he plays Shakespeare. Old Bill himself.
Yeah, old Billy.
But don't get him started. Don't get him started. He'll now list every
he
actor in that film.
It's a bad truth.
I think this is a cool idea, though. Like, what if, like, there's a couple that you want to break up and you hire, like, a someone to seduce the husband in a dream? So it's like
a psychic.
That, I think, just is the plot of Inception. Yeah,
but they can't prove anything. They can't prove that you did it.
That's why every time my wife and I fuck, I spin a top. To make sure... And I went, you all laughed at me when I bought my spinning top. You all said to me, oh, he's a fool for spending $700 on a blue titanium spinning top. Well, now who's confident he's in reality? All right, should we wrap this up then?
Yeah. I think with an extremely stable man screaming, now who's confident he's in reality, is a good enough place to leave this.
Maddie Parker, what have you got coming up that people should know about?
I am in a improv trio. We were called the Crash Test Dummies. We've recently rebranded. Sorry, fans. So now we're called the Joyriders. We had to change our name because Crash Test Dummies are a Canadian alt-rock band.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, very famous, I believe.
Yes, it got really hard for us to do any kind of sponsored marketing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because people were like, oh my goodness, the band wants to work with us? And you're like, no, we're an improv troupe.
Yeah, and then people got actively hostile. And it was detrimental to ticket sales.
Sure.
Anyway, so now you're called U2. Is that what it is?
Now we're called the Joyriders. We're doing a season 4.
That's so funny because there is
Sydney DJ
called Joyride.
No.
Like.
No.
It's like, if anything, like I would say, like more relevant because the Crash Test Dummies were from the 90s, and Joyride like lives in this city.
Like, in this, like,
in fact,
close to here.
I think he has a radio show at the radio station next door to here.
But we did so much research.
That's not true. I don't think you Googled.
No, we just thought what sounds kind of. Fun. Joyriding. Woo! So that's what we're called now. We're doing comedy festival. Sorry to the DJ, but we're going to fuck you up. You think DJing is cool? Wait till you hear about improvised comedy.
Yeah, great. Alexi, what have you got going on right now?
This podcast.
Yeah, I got a new podcast.
We talk to a different pornographic film actor
every
week.
Episodes of a porn star. No, it's called The Last Video Store. It's
a great
concept. Podcast.
I love it.
It's basically I'm the clerk of The Last Video Store that has every single film on its shelves. A guest will come on. They'll pick out a new release, two weeklies, and then I'll give them a bespoke staff pick recommendation based on their taste. And it's got a great sound design and music by local Sydney DJ Joyride. Which is true. He actually did do a sound design for that podcast. Yeah. That is true. He's actually a really close friend of mine. He did.
Can you do me a favour, please?
He was the guest on the pilot episode that we've yet
to
release.
I really need you to just ask if he would consider a name change.
Yeah.
Because at this point, the mental health of not just me, but two of my close friends is hinging on this.
Okay, I'll text him.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll text him. I'll apply pressure to him. And then I'll seduce him in a dream and say, you got to do this for a long time. So you got to do this. It's how I can control you. But yeah, it's called The Last Video Store. Heaps of cool guests have been on it already. And I'm circling A-list talent currently.
Well, you've got beautiful production values on Insta.
Yeah,
I love
your
clips.
It's
great.
On YouTube as well. It's on YouTube. It's like we're set in an actual video store.
Wait,
it's a green screen.
I want to go back to you're circling A-list talent.
Yes.
Does that mean you're getting high profile guests, or are you booking people from the comedy agency A-list talent?
I've almost got Akmal. I've almost got Akmal doing the podcast.
Well, there's another show on after this.
No, I think that got canned.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So Ben, what are you coming up, and then we'll get out of here.
Man,
nothing.
I mean, I got a book to write still, so I'll be doing.
I thought you'd finish that.
No, but I did get an extension.
Okay,
I felt like I was. Wow. It was funny because I work in TV usually, and deadlines in television are very.
Well, they need to broadcast the thing.
Yeah, you know what I mean. There's a set time that it needs to happen. And so, like, moving a deadline is a huge deal. And I called my agent, like, just after I, like, kind of made light of it in this room, being like, ah, I missed my deadline. And my wife was like, you should probably, like, talk to the person.
Before the podcast comes out.
Yeah. So I, like, called her and I was like, look, this isn't necessarily the call that you've been fearing. Ha, 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 ha.
Did you do that unsettling laugh on the
phone? Yeah. Really, I was just so nervous because I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get this manuscript in time. And she was like, wait, when's it due? I was like, well, it's due in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And she was like, what? I was like, yeah. She's like, well, that's ridiculous. Have until July.
Oh. Sorry. Wow.
So that worked out fantastically for me.
Yeah, great. Okay. And do we know a title for the book or anything?
Fuck
or?
You, Michael Hing.
In brackets, pedophile.
I didn't think I could be more disappointed in you after the Patreon scandal, but somehow, man, you have...
I'll come up with a title. It'll be great. Something about a sort of Da Vinci Code, I'm thinking.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yep.
You should take this one for the book, I reckon.
Uh-huh.
It's quite the premise, I think.
Yeah, beautiful.
I think
beautiful.
What you should call the book Joyride. Just see how it goes. Thank you. Can we get just a round of applause for our wonderful guests, Alexis Toliopoulos and Maddie Parker, everyone? That's Ben Jenkins. Thank you to ITS.
Thanks for having
me. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Good night.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.